Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We've been in this consecutive series and staying in one chapter of the scriptures, that is Ephesians chapter 4. And we're just going to pick up where we left off yesterday. The day before yesterday, we started talking about humility, one of the most challenging virtues to live freely in our life. And then we talked about gentleness. And for many people, gentleness is the greatest challenge. And we used inside of talking about gentleness that gentleness is really described as power that is under control. It's like going from a floodlight to a laser. And then today, let's pick up exactly where the text left off. And we're going to talk about patience. Oh, my stars. I am talking to myself in the mirror when it comes to patience. I might be the most impatient person on the planet. And if you were to ask my team, what is Chuck's greatest weakness? Patience. He's just not good at it. And you know, they'd be right. So let's go to the text. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, urge you to walk worthy of the calling you have received with all humility. We talked about that. And gentleness, power under control. And then the big one, with patience. Literally, the word means long-tempered. Or as one person suggested, long-fused. This is all about how you respond to frustrations, inconveniences, delays, aggravating people that drive you bat crazy, and maddening circumstances that you can't control. I mean, you don't murmur, you don't write people off, you don't turn in your resignation, you wait, knowing the damage that anger does in marriages and meetings. You trust that God is in control of his circumstances. James chapter 1, verse 19 lays down the rule on this thing, patient. Listen to what he says. My dearly loved brothers. Now that alone just kind of sends a red flag up in me. It's like, oh boy, whatever's coming after this can't be good. And then he says, my dearly loved brothers, understand this. Everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For man's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. Oh man, I could have gone all day without that truth, couldn't you? I mean, how many times have you responded in anger to something and you'd give anything if you could pull it back a little bit? So it wasn't long ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, I was on vacation and we'd just come back into Atlanta and the traffic was crazy. We'd flown back in and it's like 5:35 in the evening and we're on 285 and then 85 and we're coming from the airport to head toward Gwinnett County. And I'm telling you, man, it is bumper to bumper to bumper. And we got over when we hit the Gwinnett County line and we got over into the Peach Pass lane and we think we're cruising pretty good. And this guy comes flying up behind me and he's in a truck that's all jacked up, man. You can hear him coming from the roar of the off-road tires. And he gets right on my bumper, swings it over to the right and slings it right in front of me. And I guess he was hot because I wasn't going as fast as he wanted me to, but there's a car in front of him. So I guess in his anger, he slammed his brakes on. And I'm like, I'm about to eat the back end of this Ford truck. Fortunately, I got my brakes on and the guy behind me got his brakes on and everything in me wanted to just, you know, tell him he was number one in my life. You know what I noticed on the bumper? He had a sticker from a local church on that bumper. It was so stinking funny. Because you know what happens in our life is we that claim to be followers of Jesus, we're not immune to this thing called patience. If anything, I think some of the most impatient people on the planet are Christians. And when we show the worst side of us, we're usually showing the worst side of us because of patience. Have you ever been with somebody and the way they conversed, you just wanted to pull the words out of them? You know what I'm talking about? And before long, what happens is you stop hearing them and you start thinking about what you're about to say. This is a perfect picture of patience. I don't have time to listen, therefore I need you to hear me. Maybe you haven't had that, but I think I'm guilty of it all the time. Like, if you ever look at me and say, hey, Chuck, man, thank you so much for listening. It's possible you gave me credit I didn't deserve. Maybe the worst part of my Christian life as a pastor is my ability to hush and listen. But you know, patience comes in all kinds of things. If you really want to know what a person really is, get them in a boat alone fishing with you. Get them on a river fly fishing with you, or better yet, get them on an 8-hour drive somewhere they've never been before. You'll find out where they're at with patience. I remember my mother-in-law said about a year ago, she said, hey, Chuck, you're just so patient. And I thought, the only reason you think that is you see me 4 times a year. Hey, listen, friends, don't let patience ruin your testimony. Don't let patience ruin your humility. Don't let your patience ruin your gentleness. And whatever you do, remember, Jesus displayed the extraordinary patience when he endured the cross. Despising the shame, he endured hostility from sinners against his own self. I think the goal is, let's be more like Jesus and let patience reside in our soul. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. And I hope you'll join us this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We have worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11. We have Sugar Hill Espanol in our chapel at 11. And you can watch us live at live.sugarhill.church. Or you can just jump on our Facebook page. God bless you. Bye now.